Hello, everybody. Welcome back. This is Hollywood Reimagined, Episode 7. I'm Tulia Ferraro, and I'm here with Fred. Fred, can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Okay, perfect. Let's get this episode started. Before we start, as always, I would like to make a little summary of what it is that we do on this podcast, what we talk about, kind of like in general. So Hollywood Reimagined, it's a podcast with me and Fred, obviously. We talk about the acting and industry in general, and specifically what Cineplex Studios does within the industry. We talked about different experience, both from my point of view, which is more like an acting point of view, and Fred's point of view, so more like a producer, director, writer point of view. And today, we're going to be talking about DIY companies, but before we dive into that, I would like to remind our listeners and our supporters on different ways that they can support besides listening to our podcast, either here or on Spotify. On Spotify, we have our page for Cineplex Studios for this podcast. And if you guys would like to, again, support us a little bit more, you can click on the link that's on the Spotify page under every episode to donate and, again, support us in what we do with this podcast and in general for our project. So don't be shy. Help us out. And we appreciate, obviously, all the support that we can get. But
absolutely.
Yes.
And also, they go to blogtalkradio.com, our page on the Airship Studios page on that website. And they can also follow us because I get people all the time asking me, when are you guys on? When are you guys on? We can hear you. And I was like, well, we are live every Thursday at 7:30 p.m.
7:30 p.m.
And also by following us on the blogtalkradio.com, it will get notifications of when we do go live.
Right.
So
exactly.
That helps as a friendly reminder.
Yeah, and if you guys don't remember what the name of Blog Talk Radio is, you can always check out Cineplex Studios, the Cineplex Studios website, and you'll find all the information that you need there, or come directly on Blog Talk Radio every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m., like Fred just said. So, to talk about this episode, we're going to talk about, again, DIY productions, which is something that Fred has a little bit more experience than me. Basically we're going to be talking about how to start and put together your own production companies to start developing possible projects that you might have. And again, kind of like Fred's point of view on all this, since he has a lot of experience on it. So do you want to give a little bit of like a list of different points or advices, or just like how you handled the beginning of Cineplex Studios?
Yeah, I mean, there's a number of different ways people can go about starting their own production or production company, however they want to do it. There's no set rules that you have to do. There's things you have to have in place, obviously. But basically, do-it-yourself productions is the way to go now with everything because of, you know, like I said, die of old age, waiting for Hollywood to call.
Right.
And basically, it starts with a good story. You got to come up with a good story. Do you want to do a series? Do you want to do a mini series? Do you want to do a feature film? Do you want to do a short film? What kind of production do you want to do? Is the first question. And a lot of people say, well, I don't know how to write. It doesn't matter. Just start writing anything. Put your ideas down on paper. And you'll be surprised at how all of a sudden you have all these ideas that you never thought you had in your head on the paper.
Absolutely.
And from that point, just start asking around to your friends, you know, that are, that might know somebody, or you might know somebody in the business. Hey, you know, can you help me out doing, you know, this, I want to do this production. And it doesn't have to be a full blown company. I mean, I wanted to do it for my own self as a company because I had a number of different productions I wanted to do. Too many to count, actually. And so that's why I started a company. But, you know, person can just do a simple little production that they'd be happy with and, you know, get some actor friends together that can help out for crew. you know, when they're not acting in front of the camera.
Yeah.
Makeup artist. Everyone knows a makeup artist somewhere can help out somewhere.
Absolutely.
You know? And, you know, basically just start putting it together like you would a puzzle. It's literally like a puzzle. And you got all pieces that fit together nicely. And you get you do the casting. You know, get the cast together. You know, at that point, you should have a script done. And, you know, do your table read and schedule your shoot and go out and do it. You know, and a lot of people end up editing it yourselves. I've heard too many horror stories of people hiring editors to come and do their projects, and they just destroy them. I know one particular project, I won't name any names, but the person held the hard drive for ransom for payment. And some of those people that are in the film, they've held it so long that some of them in the film are now dead from old age.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, that's an extreme horror story. But, you know, if you're going to give it to an editor, give it to somebody that you trust.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
That, well, you know, if they didn't finish the editing, at least give you your footage back.
Yeah.
You know? But, you know, the whole process is that you're going to have horror stories no matter what. In any category, you know, even hair and makeup has their own horror stories. But the thing is, you got to have a tough skin to get past that to do the story and get the story out there that you want to tell. And once it's finally done and out there, you know, shop around the film festivals, you know, see where you can put it. You know,
absolutely.
And you'd be surprised at the kind of response you would get. You know, to me, that's like an ultimate high is just, you know, getting your project out there, finished, completed, and be proud of it.
Yeah.
You know, and
absolutely.
A lot of people say, well, it's too hard. I can't do this, or I don't know anybody. You know, would you do the ads in you know, for casting? You'd be surprised how many friends all of a sudden you have.
Yeah.
You know, because everyone wants to help out and do something. And, you know, it's not film school. You know, it's a step above film school. Where you're actually doing it, you know, on a semi-professional level.
Right.
And, you know, even if it isn't on YouTube, you know, there's a lot of successful films that have gone on to win multiple awards just by being on YouTube. There's actually a TV series that picked up that was on YouTube is now on Netflix.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, it's just something to really contemplate doing and to just, you know, put forth your 100% and be in the end game the whole time and just go for it. Because that's what I did, really. I just went for it. You know, because when I first started in 2009, you know, I didn't know anybody in the business. You know, and look where we are now. You know, we're on the verge of just going to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. It is definitely a networking type of business, obviously, at the beginning, because there are like production companies and stuff like that, but it's not like every day you get to like go and drop off your resume and like hoping to get hired. Like, it's not the type of business where they're constantly looking for other people to hire, except for maybe like actors, and even actors, they'll most likely look at the top A-list, you know? So it's definitely harder to put your foot in the door, but as long as, again, you talk to people, you ask your friends, and that's how you start to create your own little network that then in the future can possibly grow and become its own production company, you know, that one day people will aspire to get hired to, you know. And even in college, that's something that they would always like remind us of, like, remember to collaborate and like talk to. In my particular college, we had two separate buildings. One was for the acting students, and the other one was for the filmmakers. And they would always recommend, like, you know, network and go there and meet people, work together, because you'll never know who the next Quentin Tarantino is going to be, who's the next Scorsese is going to be. So you really don't know who is going to, you know, who is going to have that drive. So definitely talk to the people that you have around you. And that's how you really start building, you know, those type of connections. So I think that's very important for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you know, when I first started out, you know, I registered the name Simplex Studios.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, you know, like, who's this, you know, who
mm-hmm.
are you? And now, you know, especially in the Hollywood community, everyone's heard of us at least once.
Right.
You know, and that just goes to show, you know, how far we've come in,
absolutely.
You know, this period of time. And that reputation, you know, is only going to build and build from this point forward. Because
mm-hmm.
we have a lot of things coming up, you know, in the course of the next few months and into next year that
mm-hmm.
we are really excited about. We can't talk about right now, but we're excited
right.
about.
Definitely.
And speaking of excitement, I hear we have a guest coming on board.
Yes, we do. Do you want to introduce him real quick, Fred?
Oh, you can.
Me? Okay.
You are his acting partner.
All right. Yeah, I had the pleasure to meet him just at the beginning of this week. His name is Zach, and he plays also Zach in the new upcoming TV show that we have, Pacific Breeze. Got to work with him, again, just not even a week ago, and he's here with us today. So, Zach, can you hear us?
Yeah. Yeah, I can hear
okay,
you guys.
Okay, perfect. And
me.
We can hear you now, too. Okay, great. How
yeah,
are you
hey,
doing?
Yeah, welcome, Zach.
Yeah, welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, guys. Yeah, really appreciate this. And, yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course, of course. Well, first of all, since we have you here, if you'd like to share a little bit of what is your, I don't know if you want to talk about, like, what is your acting experience or how did you feel starting to shoot on Pacific Breeze and, like, therefore with Cineplex Studios? I know we haven't, like, really shot a lot in one day, but if you have any comment that you would like to make on just what it is your experience with acting and possibly with Cineplex Studios and Pacific Breeze.
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Thank you, and thanks for having me.
I don't mean to put you on the spot like this, but this is kind of what we do on the podcast. I was just talking
yeah,
about
yeah,
our
everyone's
experience.
In the hot seat. Even me.
Yeah.
We're all in the hot seat all the time. It's okay. Get used
no,
to it.
No, no. I, like I said, I was a little, you know, I was a little nervous about it. I was like, you know, but no, I'm excited again to, you know, be working on this and to, you know, for myself, you know, like I was you know, I guess with working in the industry for a bit, you know, and like, it's, you know, coming up on like 4 years now. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially when it came to like auditioning and things like that. And just, I don't know, it was really tough for me. So like, you know, I guess when I was like, you know, so I guess this was just like, you know, for me, like just something that I needed to like, I don't know, I guess get back into it as well. But,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know,
absolutely.
I guess, but there was just a lot. But again, yeah, no. So it's been really going really well. You know, I guess before with, sorry, I'm kind of jumping all over the place, but.
No, it's okay.
Yeah, I guess like with, you know, first getting involved with like film and TV, like I went to school for it at Marymount, California, and I
mm-hmm.
graduated in 2018. And film, TV production. So I learned like behind the camera, you know, all
nice.
All sorts from, you know, yeah. So like, and that was great. But in my mind also too, while I was taking classes, I was like, I ultimately want to get into acting. I want to, you know, get in the front of the camera. So this is great that I'm learning this. But so yeah, you know, so right after that, in that summer of 2018 is when I, yeah, started taking classes.
Mm-hmm.
Really locally in my area, called My Acting Studio and with Charles Tintindo. So yeah,
mm-hmm.
I've been with him. You know, yeah, I've been with him off and on for like, you know, two plus years or so. But
mm-hmm.
Mainly before COVID is when I was like, yeah, it was yeah, it's been really good though. Yeah, so.
Nice, very nice. Yeah,
yeah,
I feel like again that's another thing that like me as well like. Being in an acting college, they always tell you to do classes or like in general, like, keep training yourself, keep practicing, keep acting pretty much.
Absolutely.
And it's really hard when, especially in this business, which is really tough to, like, keep submitting yourself for auditions and doing self-tapes and not really...
Yes.
At least this is my personal opinion, so don't... I'm not going to try and put words in your mouth, but it's been sometimes, like, pretty rough for me, you know, like, trying to put yourself out there. And again, like, this is one of the topics that we talk about a lot on Hollywood Reimagine, is the fact that most of the time, the reason why they won't hire you is not even because of a lack of talent, but it's because of a lack of experience. So if they see that you have a relatively empty resume, they're like, we don't really know if you want to work with them or somebody that's been, you know, doing actively.
I agree.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's also why Fred wants to stress out, as much as he's been doing on Hollywood Reimagine and just in general, how important it is to him what Cineplex Studios is trying to accomplish, which is pretty much give the actors that maybe don't have a lot of experience behind them yet the opportunity to still be on set and practice acting without necessarily having to pay for classes, but you still show up, you have to do your work, you have to do your prep, you have to memorize the script, you have to work on your character, and then you get to, you know, show up and shoot with people that you never met and that now you get to work with. So I think that that's also very valuable because it gives, again, an opportunity to kind of like stay in training constantly because, again, you're working, but also without having that much pressure of, oh, I might get fired, or, oh, I mean, you could still get fired if you're not doing your job properly, obviously. Like, nobody wants you to do, like, a sloppy job. But
the best
also,
way
like,
is not to show up. That's the best way to get fired.
Right. But it's, like, like, a more friendly and, like, more of, like, a family environment rather than, like, if this is, like, a work environment where you have to, like, present yourself a certain way. Like, I feel like we all, like, grew really like close with each other, like me and the people that I've acted with before, just like Fred in general, like he really just like we care a lot about each other and the project that we're trying to support.
Yeah.
So I think that that's a really good, again, like Fred always said, like a good like mediation between I just finished my classes and like being out in the real world like completely alone. So yeah, trying to like just backing up what you were saying before about like going to classes and auditioning and stuff like that, and definitely COVID which kind of like set us all back a little bit, but yeah, that was pretty tough, especially for our kind of industry, but it's all good now, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And another thing is I try to make it like a family friendly environment as well.
Definitely.
You know, where like you kind of tapped on a little bit, Talia, it's like, you know, I want everyone to seem like we're all almost related to each other, you know, and, you know, because life is so short. It really is. We look at the big picture. It's like, why have, you know, the attitude where you got to yell at somebody, you know, swear at them, you know, chew them out for something so minor, so petty. And, you know, it's about working with the actors and, you know, teach each other. I learn things all the time, you know, and I've been doing this for 35 years plus.
Right.
And, you know, like the other day, I learned something when we're filming with you. It's like, wow. Like, you know, it kind of puts you in your place sometimes, which is good. And, you know, it's about, you know, having that personal relationship with your fellow cast members because you have to trust each other in the scene as well to do your best.
Absolutely.
You know, and if you don't like somebody in the scene, you're not going to do your best.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you may do okay just to get by, but, you know, if you really like somebody, you work that much harder because of the friendship that you guys have. You know, so that's what I try to really protect. You know, I kind of create this little bubble of Cineplex Studios actors, and each group of actors for each project, you know, are very much the same way to each other, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's what I really bring out is the fact that you have to be friends. You have to trust and that gives you your best performance.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There is nothing worse, yeah. I think, than I never experienced it, but I know some of my old classmates who didn't necessarily like each other, who had to act in the same scene or work on the same project. And I don't think there's anything more frustrating than having to work with somebody that you don't really want to work with or that you don't really like on a personal level. Again, luckily it never really happened to me, but I could see, like, obviously being classmates and like getting to see all the process that they were going through with like rehearsals and stuff like that. It was definitely hard to watch. So I definitely appreciate Fred's effort and success into like trying to keep this environment like as friendly, positive, and like genuine as possible, because I've, at least for now, I never encountered any bad experience. I've never had any issue with that, and I'm pretty sure it's going to stay the same way as we continue shooting, for sure.
Yeah, and even even when you work on Believe on the sound, you know, you still have that as well too. You know, like we talked about the other show, like how, you know, I think these moments where I just, you know, hey, Talia, let me show you how to do this, you know, let me show you how to do that. Just open your eyes to it. You know, I'm not saying that you got to do it. I'm just opening your eyes to it. And so you're more aware of it, because as an actor, you don't really think about those things. But if you know about them, it will certainly help your performance and just in your movement sometimes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah. I was just saying, in my last recent workshop that I did, I had one of my classmates who decided to do an acting workshop, but he really was interested in directing. But he was like, I think it's important for a director to know how to, you know, talk to the actors and learn what the actors have to do and prepare in order to, like, again, just understand each other better on set. And I feel like that's what you've been trying to do this whole time. Just like, I know that you're here to do this specific thing, but if you kind of understand what goes on around you as well and the effort that everybody else has to put into what they're there to do, it's everything works much smoother. And also, again, as you said, like, you're going to be more approachable in this industry because you're going to know how to actually help on set if your help is wanted or needed. So, yeah, also that's a very valuable thing, I think.
Yeah. Also, Zach, I got a question for you. How does it feel to be one of the leading male actors on a series?
It's hard to describe. Like I said, I'm
you're still letting it sink in, huh?
Yeah, no, really. Like, I guess I try. I don't know. I have this weird way of thinking. Like, I know, like, I'm thrilled about it, and you know, but it's like just, I don't think it's really all came together. Like, I'd rather just keep focusing on working on the next, I don't know, like, the next episode, or just, I don't know, being prepared for, I don't know, like, you know, so like, I'm very, you know, yeah, no, it's just, I don't know. Yeah. It's I like feel, you know, I'm happy about it, but yeah, I want to prove myself.
That's what we're preparing you for as well, is, you know, when you get up there with those A-listers, you know, you look back on this, like, oh yeah, I remember this.
Absolutely.
No, I have a long ways for that, but no, I'm just, you know, happy to, you know, again, have this opportunity, and you know, yeah, just I'm learning a lot, you know, working with Fred and Talia, you know, on you know, when we were first starting, and yeah, I mean, I was just learning so much information. I mean, I knew you know, and I did all right with, you know, my knowledge and everything, but it's just when, you know, it was just great to have some, you know, when, I mean, your guys' years of expertise as well. And just, again, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, you never stop learning, especially when it comes to like arts. There is not a specific thing that says you made it, you got to your highest level of, again, expertise. Like, you can always improve, you can always do better.
Yeah.
So
yes, absolutely.
It can only benefit to work with other people they've never worked before. And again, something that they always used to tell me in acting school is if you can steal something that you saw worked in a different performance or in a different actor, just try and apply it to your own, you know, like if it's really stealing something that's like iconic, give credit. But if it's just like an input or something that just like, again, an inspiration that you want to take from somebody else, just that's why we work together and we rehearse together and we show our final project or product to the world, because it's like we want to inspire at the end of the day as artists. So yeah, it's always, always good to work with new people, new styles, new personalities. Like, yeah, I don't think that that's ever going to be not beneficial for an artist, especially.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Would you say you, I don't know if that's a really fair question, but would you say you preferred when you were doing more like production or like behind the scenes work, or do you like being in front of the camera more? What do you think, Zach?
You know, they both have their pros and cons and why, you know, but I'd say, yeah, I mean, I, you know, it's interesting, like, you know, and for a bit over the last like 3 years, I was, you know, doing background work, and like after with the background, I mean, I would just, a lot of the times I would, you know, I would stay like in the holding area, but I would really just, you know, wander and look to set, you know, and just everything that's going on with set and the cameras and, you know, everything that's, you know, and, like I said, I just enjoy, you know, being there and listening and, you know, so I guess that was like, again, seeing hands on what they're, you know, this director or these producers are doing, or 80, you know, and just like, you know, how, what's their vision behind it. But, you know, like, I, you know, I, but then all, with acting, like, I just, like I said, acting, like, it's just, you know, I just genuinely enjoy that so much too. But, yeah.
Nobody's saying that you have to pick. This industry is literally made for people to, like, again, as we were saying, like, you can do everything as long as you practice and you're passionate about what's behind the cameras or in front of the camera. Like, you, there are so many people that act and produce, or that produce and then act. So, again, as long as you, I think that keep yourself trained and in the loop, there's no reason why you can't not pick and do both, simply. So if you enjoy them both, go for both. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it kind of like brings us back to what we were talking about at the beginning with DIY productions. Like, you, if you have an idea, if you have a project that you want to develop, don't wait for somebody to come and say, let's do this. Like, start it yourself. Like, if you have the passion, if you have an idea that you really believe in, just as Fred said, write it down and start getting your friends together. And that's how it all started at the beginning. So just have to have faith and passion and drive, but you can do it.
Absolutely. Yeah,
well,
thank you,
Zach, for your coming on the show as our guest. We appreciate
you so
your presence and your words of wisdom. And
thank you guys. So thanks, Fred, and thanks, Julia, for having me.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Really appreciate
it. Thank you so much. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon, Zach.
Sounds good.
All right. And that brings us almost to the end of our episode. Again, I'm Tulia Ferraro, and with me I have Fred Copeland. Fred, I said it with a very Italian accent, my bad.
I like it. I actually like it. It's different.
Fred. Okay, I'll call you Fred from now on. but yeah, this was episode 7. We talked a little bit about DIY production. If you have a project, don't be afraid to start working on it on yourself. I'll talk to you on the next episode, Fred, okay?
Okay, sounds good. Thank
you. All right. Bye.
Bye.